Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, good Saturday morning. Yes, I am back from Kansas, and summertime is here along the great Gulf Coast. We got lots of outdoor events on our calendar. It's fishing rodeo season, fishing tournaments, pirog racing, hands-on family fishing events. Got lots to tell you about, including the winners of the Hooked on Healing trip raffle. If you were signed up and you were lucky enough to be picked, we'll announce those winners a little bit later on. Today, we're also kicking off National Safe Boating Week. Begins today, May 17th through the 23rd. And Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries enforcement agents will be out in full force during this week to perform boating safety checks that will include making sure all personal flotation device regulations are being followed and that each boat has a sober operator. And with regard to sober operators, I've got a bad boy in the outdoors group story. Eight boaters who maybe now have discovered that alcohol and water do not mix. And, of course, we've got live fishing reports for you as we head into our big Memorial Day weekend. Next week, the CCA Star kicks off. Have you signed up yet? I have. You don't want to be that guy or girl that catches a tagged fish and is not signed up. The Alabama red snapper season opens up next Friday, just in time for that Memorial Day weekend, and I know a lot of Alabama anglers have been anxiously awaiting that. And we've been asking some of our professional fishing guides that we talked to what was their key to success, and we'll check in with a couple more of them this morning, because if you are an aspiring fisherman that would like to turn it into a career and a business, they've got some tips and advice on what made them successful. And if you've had a successful fishing or a hunting trip this week, we'd like to include it along with your comments and questions. We'll put it with the reports from our professional captains and marina operators. You can do that by texting your message real time here at the studio at 504-260-1870. That number again is 504-260-1870. All right, taking a look at your Coastal Marine forecast. Boy, not great looking weekend, great looking day. Light winds offshore, south 5 to 10. What a great opportunity to get out and get some snapper. Expecting 2 to 3 foot seas. On the interior lakes and bays, those southerly 5 to 10 winds will present just a light chop out there on the water. Tomorrow is kind of a rerun. Winds 5 to 10 offshore, seas dropping to a 2 foot or less. And on the interior, again, a light chop with southerly winds at 5 to 10. Typical Gulf Coast summertime forecast. Got a good tide range. A lot of water going to be moving. 1.4 is the average tide range. And the Mississippi River, thankfully, is continuing to drop. It's around 13.7, which should prevent a spillway opening. So there it is. The stage is set. I've got lots to talk about this morning. And again, that number to contact us. We'd love to hear from the audience. In fact, some of the topics we cover were generated by listeners' requests. So if you've got something you'd like to hear us talk about or you want to talk about, 504-260-1870. That's our in-studio text line. And we'll be talking to Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina. We also got a report from the opposite end of the state over there in Hackberry Rod and Gun. We'll talk to Captain Kirk. and Captain Darryl Carpenter from Grand Isle. They'll all be checking in this first hour, and we've got another whole hour after this, so thanks for tuning in, as you do, hopefully, each and every Saturday morning. I'm going to tell you about a very special Bayou Wild TV episode, including Tigers in the Wild. Two tigers, one nicknamed Bear, the other one nicknamed Monster. Did you see it? Just ended a little while ago. It was on our WUPL Channel 54 station in New Orleans. But if you haven't, there's lots of other opportunities to catch it and watch a couple of really star baseball players who are destined to be major leaguers out there hunting quail. And with my dog Smokey, her sister Latte, and handler Dean Galatis, take a look at it. It's BayouWildTV.com. It's on YouTube. We'll talk more about that and a whole lot more of the stuff we love to talk about on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Yeah, we're hoping he's got some big shrimp because, man, we've got a great forecast to get out and fish this morning. Let's check in with Robbie Campo, Campo's Marina. Hey, Robbie, man, we got a beautiful-looking weekend ahead, huh?
Oh, I tell you, Don, it's a beautiful morning so far. We got a south wind blowing. You know, we've been dealing with south, southeast, southwest winds all week, and it made the outside. And I mean the outside. I'm talking about out in Britain Sound, kind of a little bit bouncy to fish in. But nevertheless, the Long Rocks community hole saved the whole week. So I would say today, I think we're going to have some of the same conditions. Water is low. I would not suggest going out of the Spalls Canal. I would go out of Bayou La Lutra to Bakers and go out through Bay Elwha to go out, or Lake Elwha to Bay Elwha to go to Long Rocks. Water's dead low this morning. Don, we've been dealing with this every day. I mean, it's just been, you know, low tide in the morning, and it has been coming back in throughout the day. But I tell you, from the backside of the Margo Rocks, going to Anastasio, going down to Long Rocks has saved the week. The eastern shoreline of Lake Bourne, all the way wrapped around to the bus cut up here, has been good. It's just it's been big trout, but not as many as they caught on the outside of the dam going out. So I think those bigger trout are trying to make that migration and heading on out to go start spawning. But live shrimp is the ticket. Although they did catch a few on plastics this week, both baits worked real good. We got plenty of live shrimp on hand, Don. It's a really busy morning here. It's just as like it's going to be in Hopedale. We are hosting this morning. We have PBF Chalmette Refinery's annual fishing rodeo here. And down in Hopedale has the Italian-American rodeo going on, and they have the, some kind of redfish tournament going on at Delacroix. So all these places in Lower St. Bernard are going to be jam-packed. Have patience, people. We're going to get you in the water. We're going to get you going. No matter what marina you go to, just have some patience because, you know, it's going to be a hectic day. it's just really, really busy.
Yeah, with all of those things going on at each and every marina, you can expect a lot of vehicle as well as boat traffic out there. Got to remind everybody to be safe. We're kicking off National Safe Boating Week. But I'm liking this forecast. Those winds look like they're finally going to lay down a little bit, and that'll allow the fishermen hopefully to get out there on that outside because, you know, this time of year, man, once you hit late May and get into summer, those trout head for that deeper water.
Yeah, that's right, Don. And, you know, as far as my snapper guys go that fish around here, they haven't been able to get out like they wanted. You know, the guys that did go in Freeman catch, and they got out there, and they took a whipping getting them, but they went out there and got them. I'll tell you something else, Don. Look, if you haven't registered yet, you know, next weekend, I believe it is, Memorial Day weekend is next weekend, if I'm not mistaken. Yep. We're kicking off CCA Star Tournament. If you haven't registered, do so. It's well worth it. There's plenty of tagged redfish in our area here. So if you didn't do that, do that. And if you don't have a CETO membership, get one because it's a great insurance policy to have on top of that CCA Star Tournament ticket.
Yes, indeed. You know, last year you had a winner right there at the marina. Allison won that boat, you know.
That's right. Ms. Allie Schultz won the boat. And matter of fact, she was here. They were here, I think it was last weekend they were here. So, yeah, she's been coming out. So, yes, get that ticket. And if you don't think it can happen, it can happen to you because I've had them catch it and not have a ticket and not have a star tournament entry. And You know, these people were really let down after, you know, they found out they caught a tag redfish with no entry. So do that. It's well worth the money that, you know, it costs. And it goes to a great cause anyway. So get signed up.
Don't be that guy or that girl. That's what you want to do. Don't be them, the one that gets
exactly.
It happens
exactly.
Every year.
Exactly.
Yes, Robbie, I'm going to let you get back to work. I know you're a busy guy down there, and hopefully people will come down there and take some of your advice and catch some fish and have a great time.
Yes, sir. Hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us. We're waiting on you. Talk
That's
to you later.
Time.
Bye-bye.
All righty. There he goes, Robbie Campo, down at Campo's Marina in Shell Beach. All right, let me check my text message board. First two texts come in from Alabama listeners. One is the Backstrap Stacker. He's a regular. He says, summer's almost here. He's getting ready for that snapper season over there in Alabama. Hope the wind lays down next week. I hope it does, too, because those snapper are ready and waiting for you. Nobody's been catching them except the bad boys. And the second one in is our friend Wingbone from Wilmer, Alabama. And guess what he's doing? Yep, he's working on some of those Wingbone turkey calls. And Wingbone, I've got some wings for you from that turkey I got this year. So I'm going to be headed that way during this coming week. And I'll hook up with you, try to get together with you and get those wings to you. And we have the Louisiana River Chicken checking in with a report. Didn't see a gobbler in the Pearl River WMA on my hunt in April, but did see plenty of cottonmouths. Yeah, they are. There's a good population of them in the Pearl River. I've seen several of them. Nasty ones, too. You must have been lucky, because that was a lottery hunt that you got picked for, but I guess didn't catch up with a gobbler. But that's turkey hunting. All right, then we have, same person, the Louisiana River Chicken. Headed to chase trout in Lake Bourne. Headed out with my dad and nephew. Good luck to everyone. Remind everyone to be kind and courteous to your fellow fishermen. Good, good statement. Thanks, boss. And we'll be back right after this and bringing up to date on what this means to have a national safe boating week and lots of upcoming outdoor events, rodeos, tournaments. Boy, they got a ton of them. We'll cover them for you right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Radio Network. All right, for you first time or infrequent listeners to the show, let me remind you we have an open text message board that comes in here to the studio. It's how we communicate with our listening audience. So if you'd like to ask a question, if you got a comment, or if you got a report to share with our fellow listeners, do it at 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. All right, we are beginning National Safe Boating Week today. And during this week, the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries is reminding all boaters about being safe, responsible, and knowledgeable while on the water. Right now is a perfect time for all boaters to inspect your boat and ensure that you have all the required safety equipment on board and that the boats are in good working condition. Now, the agents are going to be out in full force this week. They'll be doing boating safety checks that make sure that you have all your PFDs, your personal flotation devices, and each boat has a sober operator. And you're going to hear about some unsober operators in our Bad Boy feature this morning. Here's some stats on boating. During 2024, and actually this is between 2020 and 2024, four-year period, there were 96 boating fatalities. Average age was 48. Now, to date this year, we've reported 5 boating fatalities. Of those 96 boating fatalities in those 4 years, 78 were not wearing a PFD. That is 81% of the fatalities. So if you don't think a PFD can save your life, the stats prove otherwise. Now, alcohol is another big factor, and it's one of the leading causes of boating crashes and fatalities. Alcohol impairs your judgment, your balance, your vision, and reaction time. It takes more dexterity and mental competence to operate a boat than it does a car. And so if you're drinking on the water, it is actually more serious and more detrimental than drinking and driving an automobile. And by the way, the penalties for operating or driving a boat while intoxicated, it's a DWI, just like a vehicle. And if you're cited, you will lose your driver's license and boating privileges whatever time the judge sentences it to. And again, on those 96 boating fatalities in Louisiana over a four-year period, alcohol was involved in 21 of them. So 22% involved alcohol. And if you're interested, anybody, this is by law, anyone born after January 1st, 1984, you have to complete a National Association of State Boating Law Administrators boating safety course to operate a motorboat if it's got over 10 horsepower. And as of now, in fact, since it began back in 2003, 160,000 boaters have been certified in Louisiana. Back to the stats. Of those 96 boating fatalities, 68% did not take a free boating education course, proving once again that the courses, abstinence from alcohol from the operator, you can use a designated driver, and wearing PFDs reduces greatly the chances of a boating fatality. Those classes, by the way, are free of charge, and you can get them anywhere in the state. If you want to sign up, check on the Wildlife and Fisheries website and look under boater education section, and all the details are there. So have a happy and safe National Safe Boating Week. All right, something else coming up. We've got the continuing Louisiana coastal cooking episodes on public broadcast stations across really the state and the country. The one that is airing this week in our area, it airs on WYES-TV. It'll be on at 9 a.m. this morning and 11 o'clock tomorrow. It's regarding oyster shell recycling. It's called Living Shorelines, and they explain the shell recycling program and how it helps combat coastal erosion. And, of course, there's some cooking portions in it, too. There'll be pot-fried shrimp from the Pointe-aux-Chenes tribe from Teresa Dardar, And then you got Dickie Brennan, restaurateur with Gulf Shrimp and Vegetable Tacos. That'll be Chef Dana from Han and Carmo. So check it out. It's called Louisiana Coastal Cooking. You won't be disappointed. A very well done 13-episode series that's airing on public broadcast. All right, I mentioned we got a whole lot of fishing rodeos and tournaments coming up. Next week, on a Memorial Day weekend, one of the biggest, it's the Mobile Big Game Fishing Club's Gulf Coast Masters. It'll be at the Orange Beach Marina, May 21st through 24th. It's an extensive rodeo with lots of big money prizes, big categories. It's actually the fifth annual Gulf Coast Masters. So check it out. It's going to be held Memorial Day weekend, Orange Beach Marina. Also, this came to me today from yesterday from one of my friends. It's back on the bayou. Here we go again. The Bayou Liberty Pirog Race has returned. And this is the 68th annual. It's scheduled for June 1st, and it will be held at St. Genevieve's Church Launch right there in Bayou Liberty. And this is an ongoing, long-time event. And I got to tell you, I was entered in it several years ago and actually won the media competition. And I have a photo of that, and maybe I'll share that on Facebook coming up in the coming weeks. But anyway, there's all kind of races for kids, and there's two-man canoe races, there's girls, there's ladies, there's boys category. There's also a blindfold race with two-man canoe. The blindfold race is a lot of fun. Then the championship will be held the latter part of the day at 5:45 and 6:15 p.m., ladies' championship and the men's. And no kayaks are allowed, only traditional pirogues in canoes, and you need to check it out. The Bayou Liberty Heritage Foundation are the ones that are supporting this, and of course you can find out more about it by checking with them. All right, we come back after this. Got more fishing reports, got some text messages to share. If you've got one, it's 504-260-1870. We'll be back right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Network. All right, we got some text messages coming in from you, our listeners, and we'll share them with you. We got this one. It's definitely starting to feel like summer, especially with the swarming termites in Mobile yesterday evening, which got me thinking, do they present an issue for fishermen fishing at night under a light off a pier? Do they help by dropping into the water and attracting fish? Just curious. Well, maybe. I've never had any experiences with termites under lights, but any insects that would be falling into the water underneath a light is certainly going to help. And I'm sure termites would, if termites could, get out there. Also wants to wish and congratulate to his youngest daughter, Caitlin, graduating from McGill-Tulin High School last night. They had a graduation. Good luck to her and all the graduates in 2025. Well, I got a little graduation over at St. Patrick's over there in Robertsdale. I'll be attending next week. And congratulations to one of my nephews, Wes Dubuque, graduating from Archbishop Rummel, joining the Raider alumni. All right, we have this one. When was the last time did you hear of any bass reports coming out of the Lafitte area? I know since Hurricane Ida, the saltwater intrusion, it has been pretty rough. Thanks. Yeah, bass fishing in Lafitte used to be excellent. Had a lot of fresh water there and a lot of structure, a lot of vegetation. But it's gotten tougher, but, you know, bass do exist in water that's brackish. It's a combination of salt and fresh, so there's still some bass fish in there, but I don't get the reports that I used to from Lafitte. You're correct about that. All right, here's one from Big E. He's down in Thibodaux. Have you or any of your listeners had an unexpected close encounter with an alligator? He did yesterday. Well, I'll be back to talk about that more. But first, we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, to answer Big E's question, personally, I have had a lot of close encounters with alligators, but not unexpected. It was always expected. We were doing shows or hunting them or getting video shots of them, and we knew they were there and they knew we were there. But one of my associates works with us on Tigers in the Wild, Lance Berger. So I have to get him on and get him to talk about his unexpected close encounter with an alligator in his kayak. It was kind of made national news. Anyway, any of you listeners that have had close encounters with alligators, tell me about it. Big E wants to hear it, and so does the audience. 504-260-1870. Unexpected close encounters with gators. All right, here's one from The Legend. Okay, The Legend. He's going to chase some sockeye, and that's a unique spelling of sockeye, unique as I've ever seen. I was going to Toledo Bent, but worried about the wind. Think I'm going to hit Tiger Lake. Any reports? Anyone been to Tiger Lake? Maybe you can give us some reports. Tiger Lake located in proximity to central part of the state, off of I-59, kind of close to the Red River. If you got any reports on it, for The Legend, let us know, 504-260-1870. Here's one from Redfish Robbie. He says, thank God I do not drink, and I don't allow any alcohol on my boat. You know, I don't like to drink on a boat, and mainly because the sun. It gets hot out there, and with that sun beating down on you, man, it just gives me a headache. I might drink a cold one in the shade when I get back, but definitely I don't even drink on the water whether I'm operating a boat or not. Good for you, Redfish Robbie. All right, here's summer in New Orleans, in NOLA, May 15th to October 15th. That's pretty close. I'd say they should change official summer to those dates. And here's one said they had a call about baby gnats as opposed to adolescent or adult gnats. Not sure how they ascertain these facts. Juvenile gnats versus mature gnat? I don't know. A gnat is a gnat, a gnat. And, boy, they can be pretty nasty. All right. If you got a message, a question, or comment, 504-260-1870 is our text line. I want to remind you, another event coming up not too far off in the month of June, the 48th Annual Cajun Heritage Festival. Got the competitive duck calling contest go on and lots of decoy carving, lots of good Cajun food. It's held each year at the LaRose Civic Center, and the dates this year are June 7th and 8th, and we'll have more info on that in the coming weeks. All right, I mentioned Bayou Wild TV. This week's show, it's got a Tigers in the Wild episode. It's called A Bear, A Monster, and Two Bird Dogs. We took Jared Jones, the first baseman, star for LSU, and the star shortstop, Stephen Milam, also known as the Monster, quail hunting in Poplar, Mississippi at Crane Creek. And you can see how that turned out if you catch us on Bayou Wild TV. If you go to BayouWildTV.com, we've got all the stations listed in Lafayette, Acadiana, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, the River Region, Southeastern's Channel, and also in Lake Charles on Fox 29 in Southwest Louisiana. As well as if you don't get any of those stations, you can always catch it in New Orleans and my fifth channel 54, which is my 54, Greater New Orleans. It comes on Saturday mornings before this show. Or BayouWildTV.com. You can catch it there. We have a YouTube channel. Don't miss it. It's a really good combination of a couple of star baseball players, not hitting balls, but hitting quail. And you got a real great call from announcer Len Rollins, who does the play-by-play. Don't miss it. Bayou Wild TV, we're in season number 14, believe it or not. All right, coming back after this, we're going to check in with Kirk Stansel out of the Hackberry Rod and Gun, find out how the fishing is out there, and talk to him, particularly those of you who may be interested in becoming a professional fishing guide or operating a professional fishing business. We'll see what has made him and his family so successful over the years. Back with his report after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And let's bring in Captain Kirk, Captain Kirk Stansel and Hackberry Rod and Gun. Good morning, Kirk. Boy, we got a beautiful-looking forecast today. How's that going to work out for you guys?
Well, it's going to be better than it's been the last few days, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I got to slow that wind down.
Yeah, we got a pretty nice morning to start out this morning. Of course, around noon, it's supposed to pick up some, but, man, it's been brutal the last since Tuesday. Wednesday. Tuesday was a good day. It was about like it is today, this morning. Wednesday on, it's been blowing real hard. Of course, and look, we're having, when the wind's not blowing, we're catching fish, catching a lot of trout. When the wind blows, most of the guys, we're all moved north, and because the redfish are north, we're catching some reds up there. But the trout are down on this end. It's kind of crazy. It's springtime. You know, you can expect this. It's been windier than usual. I mean, all spring long.
That's strange that you got the trout down south and the reds on the north. Sooner or later, I guess the two shall meet, and that way you can do some combination trips. What have they been catching them with? How are y'all rigging up, and what are you throwing?
Well, when it's windy like this, it's been live bait. But I've been catching fish on top water, been catching them on suspended baits, Mirrodines and Corkies, the fat boy, been catching fish, soft plastics. It's just how you want to fish, basically. It's been good. There's been birds working, you know, when it's not crazy windy. And a lot of nice trout, too, Don. I mean, there's a lot of fish. These fish are running anywhere from 16 to 20 inches. So it's been a good spring for trout when we had the weather conditions to fish them.
That's fun baits to catch them with, too, I can tell you that.
Yes.
Kirk, you know, what we've been doing over the past couple of weeks, well, actually since last week, we had a listener wanted to know about how you guys, our professional captains and marina operators, have become successful. If you would, in a few words, you guys have been in business a long time, started by Terry Shaughnessy. You and your brothers took over and have brought it to another level and been one of the more successful operations in the state. In a few words, what advice would you give to somebody that's interested in starting up a fishing business?
Hard work. Let me tell you, I'm serious. I mean, you know, you can't, I mean, you communicate well. Of course, you have to market. And, I mean, you have to stay, with your customer, talk to your customer. And that's basically it. And you have to spend time being there. I mean, that, like I, people ask me, man, how you know, you have long days. I tell them, I say, I work 8 days a week, 36 hours a day.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that.
I put in 70, 80.
Yeah. Because my daughter was on with me, and she can give a testimony. I have written a memoir, and the things I learned from someone about being successful, I sum it up in two words. Well, actually, a few words. It's clear thinking and hard work. If you put those two together, you're going to be successful.
That's right. That's right. You do have to have that clear thinking. You have to have thought, and there needs to be a thought process. Think things out, and you'll be successful. That's right. I mean, and you know, hey, of course, you know, like in any business, you got to manage your money.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully we get some advice to some of these young guys, and you guys have been in business. How many years have y'all been in operation over there?
This is my 46th year. Shaughnessy started it 5 years before I did. So it's been in business over 50 years. Yeah. You know, and the one thing I left out is customer service.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned
that. That is the most important thing, yeah. I mean, you got to have customer service. It's all about the customer. It's not about you out there fishing. It's about them. Look, you got different skill sets every day when you go out there. You know, you have a guy one day, he can throw a fly rod. He can walk the dog with that topwater bait. And the people the next day, you have to teach them how to handle a spinning reel and how to cast with it. And you have to make everybody comfortable.
Exactly. Got to take care of those customers, and then you build up that customer base with trust, and they know that you're going to provide for them, and you're going to be honest with them and fair. They come back again and again. They tell their friends, and before you know it, you got a business. Well, you know, but the most important thing I think you said was it's customer service, hard work, and a business. And for people that think that they're getting into the fishing business because they get the fish, it ain't about that.
No. You're not. There's days out there I don't fish at all. You know, I mean, you know, it's just that, and that's what a lot of these young guys do nowadays. You know, they're going out spending $100,000 boat to go 75 miles an hour, and they think that, well, I'm going to get to fish every day. I mean, well, that's the wrong attitude to start off with.
Yeah, they better find another job and fish on weekends. And, you know, it's as good to give them that information to discourage them as it is to get them involved. And thank you for talking with us about that. Kirk, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and come out there and do some of that fishing with you, give them the contact info.
Okay. The number is 337-762-3391. Our website's Hackberry Rod and Gun. You spell out the word and.com. You know, we got that live cam feed where you can see what we're bringing in every day.
Yeah, I'd love to look at it. Thanks for the report, and thanks for the tips and advice on a successful guide business. We appreciate it, Kirk.
Okay, well, good talking to you, Don. You're welcome.
And I got to get over there and fish with you guys. Been too long.
Yes, sir, you do. So, come on down.
Gotcha. All right, Kirk, we'll talk to you next time, buddy. Thank you again.
Okay. All right, have a good weekend.
There he goes, Captain Kirk Stansel, one of the Stansel boys out there at Hackberry Rod and Gun. Very successful business. All right, we got another successful businessman. We're going to chat with him. His name is Captain Darrell Carpenter, and he works out of Grand Isle where his lodge is located. Back with him right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And now we take you down to Grand Isle, one of the really popular places to visit, particularly this time of the year, early summer. Usually turns on before most of the other areas, and Captain Darrell Carpenter's in the middle of it. Darrell, what's going on the island this morning?
Well, Don, the first thing I can tell you is you can take that weather forecast. You got to tear it up and throw it in the garbage can because they sure missed it down here this morning.
It ain't happening for you. What's the winds down there?
It's been a steady 15 all morning. It acts like it might want to try to calm down, you know, the last few minutes, but it's been a steady 15 all morning, mostly southwest. It's presented itself, you know, I mean, and it's been that way all week. It's made it a very challenging operation here lately. The river's dropping, the water's trying to clean up, but with these strong tides and this high wind, we're getting, you know, we're getting some resistance to it. You're having to really spend some time and ride around and try to find some fish and try to find some clean, you know, good clean water. But it hadn't been an easy task. It's not the normal Grand Isle where you just jump in the boat and you go hit you know, Independence Reef or something like that, and, you know, you can be guaranteed a day, so to speak. You're having to work for them. It's a lot of fishing, some catching.
Yep.
I mean, it's just been tough, and that's where you gotta start putting those skills to work. You know, you gotta become the entertainer and make them realize that it's an experience and it's a memory that you're making, not necessarily sitting there just bringing 100 trout back.
Yep, that's what makes those trips so sweet, is because there are some that are not so good and a little bit disappointing, but any day on the water is a better day in the office. I saw that someplace. Darryl, you've been in business now for quite a few years. You've been reporting on this show for a number of years. For young people aspiring to be successful charter captains, what advice can you give them?
Well, Don, I mean, you know, it's challenging these days with all this social media, these instant book things and stuff like that. But I've always been, you know, I don't want somebody booking me on a computer. I want to talk to that customer. I want to know what their expectations are. I want to know what I need to gear up for and make sure that we're going to understand what their wishes and try to fill it. So I would have to say it's, you know, for me, it's always been about being honest with them. Like today, it's windy. These guys are showing up. Well, they haven't shown up yet, but we got word that they're still hungover. So, you know, it's be honest with them. I mean, you're showing up here still drunk from last night. It's a windy day. It's tough. You know, so as long as your expectations are set right, we're getting in the boat and we're going fishing. You know, just clear communication with a customer. Learn the entertainment aspect of it, because the fish and Mother Nature are not always going to cooperate. And, you know, be honest with your people. You know, if you set the expectations too daggum high on days like today, then you're bound for disappointment. And that breeds hard feelings.
Yeah, I guess what you're saying is under-promise and overproduce. That's the way to handle that. As far as somebody getting into it, what do you think it takes to start up a fishing business?
Well, these days, it pretty much, unless you've got... The secret to the charter business these days is having the entire, if you look at all your big outfitters, the secret to it is having the lodging and the meals and the catering and everything with it, because that's where your profit margins are, point blank. So it's don't come into this thinking that you're going to retire on it. And, you know, not in today's world. You know, make sure you got a good business plan going and look to try to expand as you go. You know, get your foot in the door and try to expand as you go. To include the entire package, because in today's corporate world and today's economy, that's what it's all moving to. So, you know, everybody's got to start out somewhere. Start slow, but just know that you got a significant investment. Like I just heard Kirk and him say, plan on working 80 hours a week. And, you know.
Yeah, eight days a week and 36 hours a day is what he said. So that's pretty much it. All right, Darryl, thanks again. We appreciate you being on and giving some advice to maybe some people that they can start up, or maybe some who will be prevented from making a mistake and thinking they're getting into a business, which they're going to do nothing but have fun and fish, and it's really all about customer service. Somebody wants to get you, Darryl, you're on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Give him your site at Real Screamers.
Got realscreamers.com, where we've got, you know, most of the information involving our trips and so forth. Or, like we just talked about, pick up the phone. It's 225-937-6288. And, you know, Don, something I've said for years, if your charter captain don't have 15 minutes to talk to you, what makes you think he's got 8 hours to spend on the boat with you?
Hey, that's a good one. Thanks again, Darryl. Appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
All right, my man. Thank you. Bye.
All right, coming up after the top of the hour break, gator encounters, unexpected. I got a couple of them. If you've had one, 504-260-1870. Questions, comments on the guide business, if you want to weigh in on that, we welcome all of it. All right, we'll be also getting some more fishing reports. Captain Mike Gallo joins us, our plastic man Ryan Lambert, and Butch Ridgedale will give us our paddler's report. It's all coming up in the next hour of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment your local Ford stores share, and that is why Ford is now offering an employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.